What's good, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sports Stories with Big here on Raw Football Talk. We appreciate you guys each and every single week for all the love that you show us every single week, messing with our merch and, you know, just supporting our content in general. We really appreciate you guys. We wouldn't be here without you. So always got to shout you guys out first. Today, I have a special episode with you guys. I got my friend Chris, my friend Smoot. I've known him since high school. It's been a minute. We go all the way back. He's a writer, a composer, a creative director, magic man on the ones and twos, a musical creative, and a Celtics fan like myself. So go see. So Chris, how you doing, my guy?
What's up, man? How you doing today?
Hey, bro. I'm chilling, bro. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for hopping on.
Not a problem, man.
Sir, so for the listeners that don't know a little about you, can you tell us a little about yourself, your background, your upbringing?
Yes, sir. So, I mean, like Beck alluded to, I mean, we met up in high school, Stonewall Jackson High School. I graduated 2013. I've been doing music my entire life. I've been managing since right out of high school in 2013. A slew of artists, some from out of Stonewall, some from Hilton side of things. I came from Hilton, started my television production career there, my production career at Hilton with the bulk of my friends that I met there. Continued, sat behind the, you know, the audio boards and really started taking it seriously as a profession right out of high school, kind of dedicated myself to learning audio engineering and, you know, really getting that kicked off as, you know, full time.
It's great when you have something that is a hobby, something that you're very passionate about, and then it turns into a career, turns to a craft. Because nowadays we can do a better job of seeing a lot of that. Most of the time, it's just a 9-to-5 to get you by. But I think Rick Ross said 9-to-5 pays the bills, dreams make you rich. So love to see
pretty
it.
Much so, yeah, man.
Now you kind of alluded to how me and you met at SJ, now known as Unity Reed, back in high school. But I remember you covering and making highlight reels for the men's basketball team. So how much fun was that?
That was a great experience. They went pretty far. This was the end of my, I think, junior and senior year that I did it. I needed something to do. You know, I wasn't doing as much production in high school, just, you know, focusing on studies. So within, you know, the walls of, you know, the environment that I was in, how can I, you know, put my production to use? I had a camera, you know, I got in good with the basketball team. They were really good. They had some talented individuals, your JRs, your G Stromans that are now in the NFL. You got, you know, your Mustafas, your Dez coaching now, everybody doing great things. But yeah, just coming together, you know, as, you know, the 16-year-olds that we were, doing a lot of, you know, crazy fun things that reflect as a, you know, time capsule on YouTube.
And I want to, you know, segue a little bit towards your passion for music. I mean, I think we kind of touched on this a little bit, but were your parents, like, or your peers supportive, or was it something that you needed to do and then get the results and then ultimately convince them that that's what you love to do?
So, I mean, I've always had a supportive circle as far as music creativity goes and kind of nurturing that along. You definitely want, if it's not making you money, then it's just a hobby. So, you know, working towards creating that infrastructure that's going to be able to self-sustain itself, that, you know, that was the toughest task in getting people to believe in it. But once you get that knowledge and you're able to, you know, explain it to, you know, your youngest family member, then, you know, you understand it. You know how to, you know, make it a living for yourself. The skills to pay the bills.
And also touching a little bit on basketball, I know how much of a basketball fan you are, whether it's like, you know, supporting the varsity basketball team in high school or whether supporting the good old C's like we kind of alluded to earlier. So how are you feeling about the Celtics this season? I think starting off the season, we're 2-5 now, so not the greatest start.
I always have hope in my Celtics. I mean, Marcus Smart alluded to it. Maybe the superstars need to pass the ball a little bit more. But I still feel like we have probably one of the deepest rosters in the NBA where it comes to, our young players coming off the bench, our veterans that we brought in, with the Josh Richardsons and the, Dennis Schroders that have definitely been, intricate parts of, what we're trying to do, Ime, trying to, it's the rotation, you got to work out the rotation. You got to work out what's going to work best. We're coming off a, 20 point win against Orlando. You'd like it to be against a, a team like the Heat, which is coming up, but it is just finding that flow and mesh to carry through the season.
And kind of comparing it a little bit to music as well, that there's always, just like every other craft, just like everything in life, there's always going to be bumps on the road. There's always going to be ups and downs. So kind of alluding it to music and making that analogy, it's like, well, sometimes you might get stomped against the likes of the Heat or the Bucks, but then all you need is a nice win against Charlotte or a nice win against Orlando to get you back on
Right.
track. Make sure you dotting your I's, crossing your T's, and then you're back to it.
Correct. Absolutely.
All
100%.
righty, so we're gonna do a new segment on this show. This is the first time I'm doing this segment, so I think all the praise and honor goes to you for this. It's gonna be called the Facts or Cap segment. So I'm gonna give you five questions, or essentially five topics, and then I'm gonna ask you a question based on those topics, and you're gonna tell me if that's a fact or if I'm capping.
All right, let's go.
All righty, so fact or cap, getting a number one track in a nation produced by yourself is better than witnessing the seas when a Larry OB live in your lifetime.
That's cap because music, if you're good at production, you're good at what you do, you're good at networking, getting a number one is a lot easier than taking, an NBA team to the finals. And where the Celtics are now, I think we've been building towards, I mean, Eastern Conference championship appearances. We still have, the strength to get back there. So I mean, that's definitely the one that, banner 18 and getting there before the Lakers is really important.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Number two, fact or cap? Jason Tatum is a better hooper than Jaylen Brown.
You set me up with this one. This is a non-answer because they're both great in different respects to themselves and in the game of basketball and what they do. All time, I'm gonna say cap. I'll cap that one.
Okay. Number three, fact or cap? Chick-fil-A is better than Chipotle.
Quality, I'm gonna say cap just because Chick-fil-A isn't open on Sundays.
Okay. All
That
right,
mac
number
and cheese
four.
makes up for it.
Hey, I had that mac and cheese last night, bro. Almost went to a food coma, so I
It's
definitely
legit.
agree. Yes, sir. I think actually this was number that was number three. This would be number four. Netflix is better than video games. Fact or cap?
That's cap. That one's cap. I mean, Netflix is cool. I just watched The Harder They Fall with Idris Elba. That was a great movie produced by Jay-Z. But but overall, video games, there's a wider variety. You can go retro, you can go PS5, Xbox, whatever your preference is. But I'm gonna go video games.
And this one, bro, I think I'm gonna have to ask this question. It's another tough one. Jay-Z is better than Nas, fact or cap, music wise.
I'm gonna get yeah, I say fact. I mean, in the long run of things, in my perspective, I look at the business aspect of things. And what not to say that Nas hasn't been, excellent in his business ventures, behind the scenes and what he's been able to do and signing, the Davies of the world, but It's Jay-Z. It's the owner of the Brooklyn Nets. It's, you know, it's 40-40 Club. It's, you know, half a Deuce. It's different. Like, he's living what he raps about. Like, you know, he's made it there. And, you know, that's the pinnacle that I think we all strive for. And, you know, being able to buy back our wife's publishings. Like, Jay-Z. And that's no shade to Escobar, but Jay-Z.
Of course, of course. And if you say, well, Nas signed Dave East, you can say with Jay-Z signed J. Cole.
So. Who else? Like, he signed Kanye, he signed Rihanna, he signed... Like, it's Jay-Z.
He signed Nas as well too. If you want to be technical, they did work together on the same. Yeah,
that's crazy.
On the same label, very much so. Alrighty, so now this is the second newest segment that we have on Sports Stories with Big. So this is also a segment that I introduced because, okay, look, I got a music producer on the show. We talking basketball. We talking music. So. This is appropriate. It's called the Rate These Beats segment. So essentially what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple of beats. I'm talking the like legendary producers. It might not be the best song that they produce, but something that they're known for, like within 2 seconds, you know exactly who produced it. So I'm going to play five of them. And then at the end, once you've heard all of them, you have to rank them from 1 to 5, the best to worst.
Got you.
All righty, let's do it. Okay. Alrighty, okay. So first one coming at you live. I'll give you a little snippet.
Therapy part one.
Okay. It's Tim, man. Yes.
Yes, sir. All righty. So that's, like you said, Timbo, the game, put you on the game. That's number one. So if you got to jot it down, if you got to keep a mental memory, hey, that's number one right now so far. So that's the first song of Rate the Beat segment. Now, number two. Hopefully no ads play, but this is the second one.
Okay, all right. That's great.
All right, so, yes, sir. So this one was Exhibit X, obviously, and that one was first one was Timbo, the second one obviously Exhibit X, so that's number two, and then this is the third one. So like I said, make sure if you got to jot it down, you're gonna jot it down, keep a mental memory, because those are the top two or the first two. Now this is the third one.
Good morning when I wake up. Yeah, okay.
So this one was Kendrick Lamar, produced by Dr. Dre, The Recipe. So that's the third one. So we have first one was Put You in the Game by Timbo. Number two, X, Exhibit. Third one, The Recipe, produced by Dr. Dre. Now we got number four.
Oh, Tom!
Come on. All right, so this one is Swiss Beats. It's me. And I'm pretty sure if you would have played Madden, I think it was Madden 07 or Madden 08, this song was on the soundtrack. So that's number four, bro. I think the list is getting tougher and tougher. And I did that on purpose, obviously. But, hey, I trust your opinion. So we got four. And then this will be the last one. This is an old school hit. My personal favorite, but I'm going to let it ride.
Okay.
Alrighty, so that was Nas's Like, DJ Premier, Esco, like we just mentioned earlier. And so those are the four songs. So you got, or the five songs, excuse me. So you got Put You in the Game, Timbo, X, Exhibit, The Recipe, Dr. Dre, Swiss Beats, It's Me, and then Nas's Like by DJ Premier.
Okay. All right. So I'm biased because that Put You on the Game beat. I mean, I grew up listening to the documentary as my all-time favorite album. So honestly, we can leave that at one. Two, I'm going to go with The Recipe beat, Dr. Dre. Because I love the infusion of that chill West Coast vibe with the elements of Dr. Dre's production that he was trying to incorporate into a modern sound. Number three, I'll go Nas's Like, Premier. That's just iconic. I mean, anything, you know, Crate Digger is going to be, you know, just as a hip-hop purist, it's where music comes from. So that'll be my third, fourth. So my last two were The Exhibit and what was the other one?
Exhibit and It's Me by Swiss Beats.
It's Me. All right, I'm going Swiss four and then Exhibit five.
Okay.
And that's hard because I can switch number three Premier with Swizz at any point, but I'll stick with that list.
And for you, if you had to choose, like, you're sitting down, you're locked in, tunnel vision, you're creating, what does a perfect beat sound like? Like, what are you looking for when you step up and you get to work?
Good production. I like live sounds as much as I can. I really like the sound of full orchestras, full bands, specific sections, like a brass section or a string section or your percussion section, whatever is going to complement, you know. I like to have at least one component of live instrumentation in each one of my productions. Sampling is also important. Just from a standpoint of taking from paying homage to the producers of past and the music of past that has done numbers that you can create nostalgia with.
And as someone who is a music aficionado, I think you mentioned the documentary By the Game. I remember listening to it a couple of days ago. I was putting on like a father-son playlist and the song Like Father, Like Son by The Game came on and he had Busta Rhymes on it too. And I remember listening to the beat and thinking, J. Cole flipped this for Wet Dreams. It's the same exact beat. He just kind of slowed it down a little bit. Yep. And I think the best part is when you're listening to a song and you think, wait, hang on, I've heard this before.
Yeah. Or you hear Tim and the drums and you're just like, The Potion by Ludacris. Did you know that was actually supposed to be Jay-Z's beat? Jay-Z passed it up to pick up Dirt Off Your Shoulders. Well, Potion gets, you know, played for Ludacris, and Ludacris is like, Okay. I want that one.
Hey, that right there encapsulates, like, you got to have that ear. Like, it's something, it's like, you know, in sports, they say you can't teach these things, even in music. If you have that ear, one, obviously you, like, have a knack for it. And then two, it's not just having the ear, but also you producing it in itself is a huge skill and a huge talent in itself. So I think you did a great job touching on that. Kind of segueing a little bit now away from the music side of things. And this is an introspective question that I like to ask, because obviously, you know, I have, you know, little cousins and, you know, with the younger audience that are listening, for us who are now young adults and are in our respective fields and have that little bit of life experience, what advice would you give to someone either chasing their dreams at a young age or just looking to find their purpose in life?
Proper preparation prevents piss poor performance. We'll start there. You always want to be prepared in whatever you do. It's going to enable you to do a lot more things. The organization will take you farther than this organization will. I know you may think there's method to your madness, but you can pick up so much more with just being organized. Staying true to yourself, you know, you should be your biggest critic. As much as you're competing with other people, you're also competing with your best self. You should always be trying to better yourself. The financial structure of your organization is important. Paying your taxes is important. No publicity is bad publicity, if you know how to flip it. That's just me being transparent. Just don't be afraid to get out there and go after what you want.
And as someone who makes music for a living, how important is it to own your masters?
It is crucial to own your masters. It's I'll say it's crucial to partner with, because there is benefits of splitting your masters with certain people to get you into doors that you yourself probably couldn't get yourself into. But owning 100% of your masters allows you the luxury to curate your own deals.
Well said. And then the last thing for you is, if you could describe your journey in one word, what would it be?
We'll go triumphant. That was the first word that came to mind. Just like I said, believing in yourself, you know, really studying, doing the legwork and learning your craft and, you know, really spending the hours working and failing at what you do. Like, never be afraid to fail. Like, always strive for your best and put out all of your work. Perfection will, you know, kill all progress. Perfection kills progress. Put everything out. You will get better.
Well said. Well said. And last thing, I know I keep saying last thing, this is probably something I need to work on as a presenter, but how can people keep up with your work, and what's one last thing you want to say to your fans? Like, if they're listening and they think, okay, like, I need to, like, maybe there's something that we didn't touch on today, what would you tell your fans?
Everybody, you can follow me on all social medias at I Am King Smoot. Reach out, network. That's the biggest thing, is don't be afraid to reach out. We only have one life. You know, if you're looking to create with somebody, don't be afraid to reach out to him. I appreciate Bic for reaching out. I appreciate his platform. And I feel like that's a good way to end it.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate you for hopping on, for dropping jewels, for having fun with these little segments. Hey, this first time we did Rate These Beats. It's the first time we did Factor Cap. So there you go, my brother. Appreciate you as always. And we always appreciate you Our listeners for always showing love, tuning in every week. Make sure you keep up with us on Instagram, on Twitter. There's like maybe 10, 15 of y'all to follow us on TikTok. So we know who the hardcore Raw football talkers are. So we appreciate y'all as well. Hope everybody has a safe and blessed week ahead. Talk to you guys soon. And Smoot, keep producing heat, my bro.
Appreciate you, bro. Hey, yo, East. It's your man, Nas Esco. Keep doing what you do. Peace be unto you, my young brother, young king.